You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The U.S. Senate is considering the American Health Care Act. That's the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. To help us better understand what might change, we're turning to one of the industries at the center of those changes, health care insurance. Terry Klein is president and CEO of Health Alliance Plan. That's a subsidiary of the Henry Ford Health System. Since the U.S. House of Representatives passed the American Health Care Act, we got a review of the impact of that act from the Congressional Budget Office. What's your take on the differences between the Republican plan and Obamacare?
So there's several differences in the American Health Care Act from the Affordable Care Act. And the main one really looks at taking a lot of the responsibility for the oversight and regulation of health care back to the states. It takes a lot of particularly the funding for the Medicaid programs and puts it back at the state level in capitated payments. So that's the primary difference.
Some people would rather see the flaws in Obamacare fixed rather than the whole plan scrapped. What would you change to make Obamacare work?
Well, there's several things about the Affordable Care Act that have not worked very well. And so there may be three things that I'd really look at changing. The first is I would put a lot more of the regulatory oversight for health insurance back at the state level, where people are much closer to the subscribers and the members and the patients. And then secondly, I'd look at rate band changes. So today there's a 3-to-1 rating band system, and I would improve that to either 5-to-1 or 7-to-1, which would make the costs on the for the younger people much lower. It would increase.
Okay, you've got to explain that whole concept to us, because I'm not sure that any of us, certainly I don't know what rate bands are. So you're talking about age groups and what they're
groups. Yeah, so okay. Basically, I'm saying that today we have three age groups, and I would say that it would be better to have 5 or 7 age bands for rating purposes, because that would allow younger people to have much lower rates and more young people would come into an insurance system, which would be good for everybody.
And your third point?
My third point is that I think that we need to really look at making sure that we fund the things that we actually say that we're going to fund, like cost-sharing subsidies. And the different elements of the Obamacare plan that have not always gotten the funding they're supposed to.
I understand you feel the healthcare industry should be able to incentivize healthy behaviors and penalize unhealthy behaviors. How would that work?
So you can do it through some sort of rating mechanism, or you can do it through premium subsidies. You can do it through additional premium costs for behaviors like smoking or obesity. So you're really incentivizing people to become a little healthier, to control their own health insurance premium costs, and also then their overall total costs.
You're a Michigan native, but you've worked in the healthcare insurance industry for a long time in a lot of different parts of the nation. How does Michigan compare when it comes to affordability and access to healthcare?
So I think on the affordability scale, Michigan is at the top end. Cost of care is very high in Michigan compared to other places in the country.
And how about access to it?
I think we have a number of really high-quality providers in the state. So I think access to care on at least the physical health side of the equation is really good. On the behavioral health side, we have some really significant access problems in the state of Michigan.
I was going to say the rural areas, there are some counties that don't have gynecologists, obstetricians. I mean, there are some places that don't have great access, but you're saying comparatively we're not that bad.
I think in many parts of the country there are access issues to either specialty care or primary care. So there are many states where there are access issues that are significant. In Michigan, there are certainly areas in rural counties where there are access issues to subspecialty care. But in general, I think access is relatively good in Michigan.
One constant, regardless of what Congress does, is trying to figure out a health insurance plan that's right for you. It's very confusing for a lot of people. You're in favor of educating consumers so they might make the right choice, or they can make the right choice. You're an insurance company. Obviously, you have something at stake here. So who do you think should be the neutral party or the honest broker in educating those consumers?
Well, I think there can be lots of different routes for educating consumers. I mean, certainly could start even in the secondary school system, educating people about health and how to stay healthy and how to look for, you know, what insurance covers, what it doesn't cover. So I think you could start education very young and you can continue it through multiple channels. I think that there are many, many ways on a public service basis that you can get that kind of education out to consumers. It's a continual a process, I think, because as people go through their lives, they have different points of contact with the healthcare delivery system and they need different kinds of things. But educating people about how their benefits work and how healthcare works is really important to helping people stay healthy. So I think even things like immunization schedules, helping people understand what kind of immunizations they should get for their kids and what kind of immunizations they could get for themselves as they go through adulthood and into early senior life.
You're at the Mackinac Policy Conference. There are lots of business people and politicians there. What are people asking you regarding the future of healthcare insurance,
So I clearly have had a lot of questions about the Affordable Care Act and what things might need to be changed about it to make it sustainable. There's also, I think, a lot of interest in technology at this conference and how we can apply technology to all facets of our business lives, including healthcare.
That's Terry Klein. She's the president and CEO of the Health Alliance Plan. Thanks very much for taking a break from the conference and talking to us.
Thank you very much.